Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
This is Fight Back, the internet's premier anti-social justice, anti-communist, anti-socialist program on the internet. If you are ready to get into this fight, you are amongst friends. If you are not, then this show may be too intense for you.
All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Fight Back. My name is Willie Lawson. I am the founder of Fight Back Media Group. And you know what? Last night I was at a gathering, a retirement party for the CEO where my wife works. And I had the pleasure of meeting a good friend of mine from some political battles that I hadn't seen in a while, or at least hadn't had a chance to sit down and talk with for a while. And he asked me, what is this GoFundMe? What are you doing? No, and he was asking about, in a pretty clumsy way, he was asking about Fight Back Media Group. So I had an opportunity to tell him about what we're going to do and why it needs to be done, what we're doing at Fight Back Media Group and why it needs to be done. So that sort of sparked me to think, you know what, maybe I should make my case to those who listen to the show. And I know people listen to it. We've got over 886,000 listens to the Willie Lawson Show and Fight Back Show. So I know that there are people listening. I am sure that there are people listening. As a matter of fact, Blog Talk Radio has done a really good job of narrowing down the number of bots and automated things, automated listens, to pretty much only real listens. So we have better analytics than ever. So now I am more confident than ever that you're listening, that you're there, that I'm not just talking to my microphone, which is a very nice microphone, a Blue Yeti microphone, which is why I have such dulcet tones. They actually come to me naturally, but I've got good equipment. So Fight Back Media Group is set up to expose the dangerous and destructive narrative being pushed forth by mainstream media and pop culture, and especially to point out its deleterious effects on urban America. Its continued deleterious effect on urban America. We're the only group who's actually looking to make sure that people in the urban community not only see the hypocrisy and the dangerous narrative being pushed by mainstream media, but to replace it with one that's more positive and more helpful, more beneficial, by promoting on the net and live some of the most important urban conservative voices in America. And when I talk about that, we're talking about C.L. Bryant, K. Carl Smith, Shirley Huzar, Kevin Batts, Alfonso Rachel. You hear what I'm saying? Those are the people we're talking about. Sonny Johnson, those are the people that we're talking about. Not only just here on the net, getting their voice out, by retweeting and resharing on every single platform we've got. Yes, that needs to happen. No doubt that needs to happen. But also, actually putting together live events around the country so people can ask questions and hear from their own hearts a positive narrative that will benefit people in the long run, especially benefit those in urban America. You know what? This whole net thing internet thing is fine. It's necessary that I do this show. It's necessary that we have guests on this show, that we've got Sonny Johnson on the show, that we've got Brandon Darby, that we got Francis Rice on the show, that we got Herman Cain on the show. All those things are extremely important, that we've got Kevin Batts and his wife Janelle on the show. All those things are extremely important. But there's nothing more important than the face-to-face, in-the-room contact that we must have with urban America. And that's what Fight Back Media Group is doing. That is different than everybody else. You know what? Other people trying to get candidates elected. God bless them. Black PAC and the Black Conservative Fund. Their purpose is to get people elected, and that needs to happen too. We're not trying to get anybody elected. I'm just going to be straight up. Fight Back Media Group is not trying to get anybody elected. We are not supported by any political party. We're not supported by Republicans. We're not supported by any particular candidates. We're not in the business of getting people elected. What we're in the business of doing is providing a voice for people, providing a platform for some very important voices that have the medicine to help some communities that are truly ill and need a healing, helpful, encouraging voice and narrative that will propel them through the 21st century in fine fashion. That is what's missing. It's easy, frankly, to diagnose the problem. We know that the problems are poverty. We know that the problem of fatherlessness. We know that the problems of mass incarceration. We know what the problems are. And now we need to get on about solutions. What to do next? To have that come to Jesus meeting with the community, to be able to do a lot of the hard work of looking at ourselves introspectively and then moving from there. That we won't be coddled. We don't need to be coddled. We don't need to be protected. We don't need any special favors. Urban America is able to get its act together all on its own with its own people where they live now. It's an encouraging narrative that it seems like right now only urban conservatives are giving. Again, we're not about getting people elected. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, one of my ideas is to start having these symposiums and workshops around the country. But we're not going to have the first one. We're not even planning on having the first one until after the election. Next year, probably March, probably early March. Because we don't want to be tied to the political realm. We don't want to be tied to all the political stuff. We want to be able to talk to people about what's really going on where they live and how do we really solve it. How do we really solve it? That the solutions aren't going to come through a politician. We've tried that, haven't we? And people in the urban community have tried that. They have been told that if you elect this president, things will get better. If you elect this mayor, things will get better. If you elect this governor, things will get better. And what they found out, and we found out, is that they've gone ahead and elected all these individuals. And, you know, and nothing really has changed. Nothing has changed. As a matter of fact, in some communities, they're worse than ever. So, you know, one of the definitions of insanity is doing the very same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So Fight Back Media Group is ready to offer up an entirely new set of thoughts that we can act on with some entirely new voices. That's what Fight Back Media Group is all about. And we hope, I pray, that you are ready to help here, to enter the fray, because this is truly, again, admittedly, a David versus Goliath endeavor. Because the mainstream media is huge. It's Goliath huge. And it broadcasts 24/7, 365 into almost every home in America. And you keep saying something long enough, people will believe it's true. Am I correct? Am I right? Am I wrong? You keep saying something long enough, people will believe it's true. So we've got to fight back against what people are saying, what people in mainstream media are saying for their own benefit to protect their power, their position, and their prosperity. And of course, we got to say something, we're saying something different. And it's hard to go against the tide. And we're definitely, but we're ready to go against the tide. Everybody that I mentioned to you has been going against the tide for years and years and years. So they're not tired. They may be frustrated, but they're not tired. They see the benefit of changing the narrative in urban America where they live. We have people who live in Washington, D.C. We have people who live in Baltimore. We have people who live in Los Angeles. We have people who live in New Orleans. And this is at the core of some of the things that we've seen happen in America that have gone wrong in the past year and a half. Police shootings, the police being shot, like in Dallas, obviously, and then some of the other police shootings around the country that has opened the door for more leftist Marxist narrative that have not only made things safe, they've destroyed the economy in some of these areas as well. Well, that's what we're up against. We're doing it differently than anybody else has ever done it. Now, I got to start because I'm blessed. I got to start. I was able to speak at the Lloyd Marcus Celebrate Blue event in Daytona in the second week of the Fight Back Media Group. What we're going to do is get other people, some of our other great leaders, to do the same. To have symposiums and workshops around the country.